The soothing sound of Cape Verde's morna, a dance and vocal genre whose lyrics are usually expressed in Cape Verdean Creole, is supported with instrumentation typically represented by the 12-string cavaquinho, clarinet, accordion, violin, and piano.
De cana são cent e lindo sense.
Morna, like its not-so-distant stylistic cousins, Fado in Portugal, Tango in Argentina, Dominican Republic's merengue, along with son and rumba in Cuba, is embraced as the national music of Cape Verde, an island country in the central Atlantic Ocean, West Africa.
Cantinho com conchi, beijinho, braça lá, tuta ri, tuta salva, esqueçam, sinto, conta lembrar.
Morna grows out of Lundu, a style of Afro-Brazilian music and dance that finds its origins linked to the African Bantu and Portuguese people. It also typically employs a modestly sized ensemble, negotiating a lento tempo, a rather slow pace with two beat measures, patterned in a cycle of fifths, which constitutes the genre's most traditional form.
De São Silvestre e Romaria, Mindel que nós tudo no chão um dia. Onde é que não volta para nós alegria? Mindel de Mosgueira e Praça Nova.
Thematic ideas expressed in Morna are varied. Though its bluesy, lamenting sound and feel find kinship in the vocal laments of earthy jazz singers like one Billie Holiday of the U.S., whose songs were often rendered on topics such as the joy of love, lost love, and social societal pains she endured. Morna travels along the same melancholy textured pathway as the blues, with regional themes such as leaving to go abroad, coming home, the saudade, that's the feeling of longing, nostalgia, and the love for the homeland and the sea, ideas alleging the temperament of the Portuguese and Brazilian people. The interconnectedness of Lusophone countries, in this case people who speak Portuguese, dates back to the Atlantic slave trade between Portugal, Brazil, and regions of Africa. In the 15th century, the Portuguese were the primary exporters of enslaved Africans to the Americas, and with those enslaved came their musical traditions. Throughout the 17th and 18th century, there was a large and influential Brazilian presence in Angola, causing a cultural fusion of languages, customs, sacred traditions, art, and musical styles between Angola and Brazil. Among the legendary practitioners and composers of Morna are the late composer Eugênio Tavares, who introduced in the beginning of the 20th century the lyricism and the exploration of typical romanticism, still authored today, and the late singer Cesária Évora, whose sound is popularly reflected today in migrant communities in New England, in the U.S., Portugal, the Netherlands, France, Latin America, as well as in regions in West Africa, well beyond Cape Verde.
num porto grande.
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.